Good morning. I'm going to say it again. Good morning. Okay. It's good to be back. When you go through something like most of us have, you learn to say amen.
Amen.
And that's the state of me this morning. I've been away a while, and through your prayers and doctors, I'm back.
Amen. Amen.
And I thank you for that. Everyone who prayed for me out there, there's a lot of you who prayed for me. And I certainly do pray for, I certainly do thank you. I can't thank you enough. And as I continue this morning, I want you to know something right away. I expect you, when you hear something that's praiseworthy, when you feel like shouting, don't let anybody beside you stop you.
Amen.
When you go through something, you know how to shout.
Amen.
Today, this message is about what you see on the screen, the Trinity, or the triunity of God. Is God in three persons? Or is that a myth? And this morning I want you to discover through God's word, deduce through God's word, not what Pastor Carter says or anyone else, but what the word of God says. Without further introduction, and I'm going to repeat this. If you feel like shouting or you have a verse that you know is pertinent to this subject, I want you to speak up. Galatians 4:18. How be it then? When you knew not God, you did service unto them which were by nature no gods. I'm going to repeat that, and I want you to know that I might not get done with this message. This might be a two-part message because there's quite a few slides. How be it then, when you knew not God? Let me ask you a sober question. When you knew not God, I'm not going to raise your hand. I ask you to raise your hand. I'm just going to ask you to respond in your heart or as you see fit. How be it then when you knew not God? How about it? Do you know God? Do you have a personal relationship, which I'm going to encounter later, or do you have a personal relationship with God? Is he real to you? Do you have fellowship? Which is going to be addressed later on. How be it then, when you knew not God, you did service unto them which were by nature no God. I have a comment. There is only one uncreated God by nature. Did you get that? There's only one uncreated God by nature. I'm going to say this. I have this in my notes. You don't see it up there. Let me say it again. There is only one uncreated God by nature. By nature, there's only one God. And he said something which is on the next page. But I'm going to say something right now. In Exodus 3:14, when Moses was speaking to God on Mount Sinai, he said something very profound. He said, He said, who shall I say sent me? And God said, tell them, I am sent me. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And then a remarkable thing is said in John 8:58 by someone else who said, "I am." He said to those Pharisees and scribes before, I'm talking about Jesus, don't get me wrong. In Exodus, I was talking about Yahweh, Jehovah God. And he told Moses, "Take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground." In Genesis and John chapter 8, verse 15, no, Brother Bruce, verse 58, he said those Pharisees, before Moses was or any of the prophets, "I am." Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Let's move on before I get stuck here. Let's examine a close look at some of those biblical evidences. Now, I want you to pay attention. Like I said, I may not get done because I am going to take my time. I'm not going to rush this. I want this to soak into your mind as it did mine. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth in the beginning. So he must have been before the beginning. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And God said, now I want you to get this, "Let us," plural. I'm hesitating for a reason. And God said, "Whereas man was made," you and I are made in the image of God.
Amen.
You're made in his image.
Amen.
"Whereas man was created in the image of God." Next slide. Jesus is. I hope you're getting this. I'm going slow for perhaps my own reason. "Whereas man was made in the image of God, Christ is the image of God." What's your emphasis about that? He is the great
I am.
Whereas that, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them who are lost." I'm not trying to pick you out. I don't know who you are. Are you lost this morning? Or do you know Jesus? Are you lost? Or do you know him? Do you have a personal relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them who are lost, in whom the God of this world," who's the God of this world? Satan. "In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which don't believe." Why? Well, I don't care what you say, Brother Bruce. Christ was created. He's just a demigod. That's all he is. He's just like Buddha and any other Muhammad and any other prophet that you know. That's all he is. "In whom the God of the world hath blinded the minds of them which do not believe, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ." What's the glorious Christ? Let me just say it and get off track just a little. The death. I know of no other human being who could say this in John chapter 2. "Destroy this temple." Jesus is talking. "Destroy this temple. And I," that's him, Jesus said, "I will raise up my own body in 3 days." Can I get a witness? I don't know no prophet I could say that. "Destroy this temple." Go ahead. Put it down. "And I, myself," the word "myself" is not in there, but it's implied, "I myself will raise it up in 3 days."
Amen.
And you know what? So you know what? And I'm getting a little ahead of myself, he is going to raise every born-again Christian up. Can I get a witness? Amen. That includes you. If you've been saved, he's going to raise you up someday. And not only that, with a glorified body. It won't be the same body. It will be the same, but a translated, glorified body. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds. Are you blind? Have you been born again? Are you saved? Don't let Satan rob you out of knowing who Jesus is. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is, not was, not created, he is. Amen. The image of God should shine unto them. Before I go on, if you're a Christian, don't you know that glorious Christ wants to shine in your heart? He doesn't want to be, don't get me wrong, he doesn't want to be a deadbeat Christian. Is he shining? Is he alive in your heart? Can you say, I know, just like that son says, I know he lives in me. Can I get a witness? He's alive. Number three, the triune God. Three persons sharing one undivided and uncreated nature. Is this the truth? I thought he was a demigod. He's an underdog. He's created by God. Well, maybe that's true. Or maybe it's not true. This morning, I hope you can discover from the Word of God, not what Bruce Carter says or any other person. Is it true? Triune unity of God. Three persons sharing one undivided and one uncreated. Is it true? What is it? Let's get into it. Number four. Three persons together. Incomprehensible and unknowable. I know I said all-knowing. Yes, is it true? Let's examine the word. Number four, all things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son. I like to say that. The Son. No one knows the Son except the Father. Doesn't that strike you that God the Father, or whoever God is, knows the Son? Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son will reveal him. I'm about to get ahead of myself, so I better hold back, but I'm just going to say this again. Did you get that? No one knows the eternal Father. That word knows has the idea of completely knows. No one completely knows the Father except. How is it that a created being could know completely the Father? Think about it. Well, all things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son reveals him. Let me say something right now. It's probably on the next page. Don't you know that the Son completely knows the Father, and the Father completely knows the Son? But for you and me, it has to be revealed. Can I get a witness? He has to reveal himself to you. That's why some of you don't know him now. It hasn't been revealed to you. And who is it revealed to? I'm going to say it. It's the next person down, the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to say this in, just in case I don't get to it. Some of you believe the Holy Spirit isn't it. Like the wind or electricity. The third person of this God that I'm talking about is a he. Can I get a witness? And he's the one that dwells in the heart of and soul and spirit of every born-again Christian. For to us, God revealed them through the Spirit. I'm going to say this. Don't know who you are. Don't know who I'm talking about. If you're going to a church who doesn't tell you about the Holy Spirit, you need to get out of there. For to us, God revealed them. God revealed it. Oh, I know the Bible back and forth. I'm not going to doubt what you said, but if you did, it was the Holy Spirit who revealed him to you. Number five. We worship the one all-seeing God. Say all-seeing. Again, I don't know who I'm talking to. You can fool me. I can fool myself. But you can't fool God. We worship the one all-seeing God. All things are naked. Opened. He sees what you're doing. You took that money, which wasn't yours. He saw it. You cursed your pastor out. Can I get a witness? He saw it. If nobody else saw it, he saw it. We worship the one all-seeing. All things are naked and open unto him who we have to do. And I'm going to say this in case I don't get to it. This is not a negative message. God is going to reward you for your good deeds after you get saved. Can I get a witness? Now, don't get me wrong and don't get this wrong. For by grace. For by grace. Some of you, I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know why I keep saying it. Some of you have been saved, and you get saved by your good works. Shame on you. For by grace are you saved through faith. It is the gift of God. You can't earn your salvation. It's a gift. Amen. Thank you, Lord. For by grace are you saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should. You're never going to boast about how good you are. We worship the one all-seeing God. All things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Hebrews 4:13. And there is no creature hidden from his sight. But all things are open and laying it bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. I'll say this. You and I, you can't escape God. And may I say it in another word. If you're not saved, he's after you. All things, thank you, sister in Christ. I told you I wanted you to speak up. Can I get a witness? All things, number five, number six, all things are delivered unto me by my Father. He does not say they are revealed. They're not revealed. What's the difference? He knows. They've been delivered to him. Here he goes again. All things are delivered unto me by my Father. He does not say they are revealed. They're not revealed. He already knows it. For God, oh boy, here he goes with that verse again. For God, you're never going to trample on God's love for you until he says, that's enough. I've done everything that I can do to bring him to you, but he would not, she would not respond. He does not say they are revealed as to one who knew them not and was an entire stranger to them, save as they were discovered. But they are delivered. Father, thank you. The Father loves an administration of, and a conveyation of grace. The Father loves the Son and has given him all things into his hand. But though they are the all things in this passage, he refers primarily to the kingdom of grace. Here he goes again. I'm going to pound this into your skull. I'm a good person. I do good deeds. I give my money to the poor. I even give my tithe to the church. They won't save you. You're saved by God's grace alone. Say it again, Ms. Sheila. I heard you say it. You're saved by God's grace alone.
Don't deserve it.
For by grace. Why do you keep emphasizing that? It's grace alone. For by grace, God's awesome, infinite grace that you're saved. Ephesians calls it the unsearchable riches of Christ. It's unsearchable. It has no bottom. It has no top. Can I get a witness? Let me put it this way. No bottom, no top. And I'm deviating from the message. And I know when to stop. I am. Jesus is talking. I am. The Alpha and the Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the fairest among 10,000. I'm the lily out of the valley. Can I get a witness? Is he the Alpha, the Omega? The Greek has it, the beginning and the end. Number seven. I thought you were talking about the triunity of God.
You'll get there.
Thank you, sister. Number seven. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit are true. Number one, Father. John 7:12. Then Jesus cried out in the temple and saying, you both know me and you know where I'm from. You won't believe me. How about you? I'm talking about Jesus, first of all. Do you know him? Then Jesus cried out in the temple, teaching and saying, I'm going to say this. You can take it or leave it. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Are you being taught? You both know me and know where I'm from. And I have come from God, come of God, come of my Father. Isn't that a remarkable claim? Somebody says, I come of my Father. He didn't say he came from Mary or Joseph. But he who sent me is true, in whom you do not believe. Let me throw this in there, and anyone can say this. I am the beginning. I am, let me get this right, the way, what's the second one?
The truth.
The truth. A person claims they're the truth? Are you kidding me? I am the truth. But you disown me, the holy and righteous one, and you ask for a murderer. The Holy Spirit. I'm going to say this again. I'm jealous for the Holy Spirit. But the Helper. Say the Helper.
The Helper.
The Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you. The Holy Spirit is an awesome teacher. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
He's an awesome teacher. He opens up the Word of God. Oh, now I see it. I couldn't see it before. I see it now. Why? The Holy Spirit taught you. If you don't have somebody to sit down and read you, the Holy Spirit will teach it to you. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
He'll teach you. But the Helper, the Spirit whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance. Oh, I remember that. What do you remember, Brother Bruce? For God so loved the world. What else do you remember, Pastor Bruce? He who knew no sin. Get this. He who knew no sin. Who's that? Jesus. Him who knew no sin became sin for you. Did you realize Jesus became a sin for you? Do you realize that? God the Father laid all your sins on him.
Painful.
Sister just said it. I'm going to add to it. The word is tetelestai, paid in full. Do you know Jesus paid your sin debt in full? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hallelujah? He paid it in full. He didn't half pay. You can't pay the other half. He paid it in full. And if he didn't, you'd still be paying for it. And you'd never get done with paying for it. 8. So, Father, Son, Holy Spirit are true, whole, holy, and good. 8. According to the Bible, where is Yeshua from? Now, in case you don't know, I often use the word Yeshua. It's the Old Testament word for salvation. Did you get that? Yeshua is the... especially in Psalm, is the Old Testament word for salvation. The very name Yeshua means salvation. Where is Yeshua from? God the Father's first creation? I'm going to drill this into my skull. Is he from heaven? Is he God's first creation? Perhaps somewhere between eternity and creation, no doubt, a kind of demigod.
Nope.
Number nine. Is he a demigod? I'm going to get tired of me saying this. Genesis says, in the beginning. John. In the New Testament says, 1:1. I'm slowing down because I would like for you to get this. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created. In the New Testament, in John 1:1, John 1:1 says, in the beginning. Say, in the beginning.
In the beginning.
Was the Word, the Logos. And the Word was with God. Say with. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos. And the Word had a face-to-face relationship. Did you get that? Before there was any creation, God the Father and God the Son had a permanent relationship. Before anything was created, he had a face-to-face relationship with his Son. And the Word was with, pros, ton, theon, with the God. And the Word. Here's where people get confused. And I'm going to say this in case I don't get done with this sermon, and it looks like I'm not going to get done. Don't you let anyone tell you that Jesus Christ is God the Father. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
He is God the Son.
Amen.
And he always existed from the very beginning and before the beginning. And the Word was with God. And the Word, as to his very nature, he was God. By nature. What'd you say that for, Pastor Bruce? There is only one uncreated God. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit are the fountain of life. Yes, and I'm going to stop on time. I'm not going to overdo it. Thank you. I don't hear anybody else speaking up. Keep on speaking up. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Speak up.
Amen.
When you're on that cell phone and you hear somebody say something, you speak up. Why can't you speak up in church? Why can't you say hallelujah? What a savior. Thank you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are the fountain. There's only one fountain of life. Father, Psalm 36:9, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Son, in him, wait a minute, you just said the Father is the fountain of life. Son, in him was life. Christian, no wonder you feel like a brand new creation, because you are. You got new life within you. And it springs up in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace. The other day, I was talking to someone. And I said, they told me, I don't know what you're going to do about that. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be super something said to me, the Holy Spirit said to me, calm me down, and said, peace. And I'm going to say something. Every born again Christian can have that same peace that passes all understanding. You can have it. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Holy Spirit. There he goes again. I saw somebody on the street come. The Holy Spirit's in it. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it's coming or where it's going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. I'm going to just go on that last part. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus, yeah, here you go with Nicodemus again. You know a lot, Nicodemus, John chapter 3. I'm going to say it again. You give your tithe. You feel that you're worshiping God. You help older people. Nicodemus, they're all good deeds. And person, I don't know who you are. They're all good deeds, but you must be born again. You must be born again. Why is that? Because you don't like this. Psalm 51 says, we're all dead in trespasses and sins until you get saved. Where'd you get that? No, I'm not going to turn to it. You can turn to it yourself. David said, and the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And David said it this way, Psalm 51, I was born in sin. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner by nature. No wonder you must be born again. Can I get a witness? You must be. It's not an option. You can't be a goody two-shoe good. You must be born again. Amen. Don't think you're so good that you're going to get into heaven. And let me say this. There's going to be, for those who feel differently, there's going to be populated on heaven. Don't you, the Revelation teaches, there's going to be a population in heaven going back and forth. Don't you know you're going to be in heaven and a person? Can I get a witness? Oh, I'm going to live in heaven. The Bible teaches there's going to be a heaven. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And it's going to be firmly populated by people who have been saved. Don't think you're going to bypass. I am the way, the truth. I'm looking at that clock and the light. The wind blows where it wants to, and you hear the sound. I'm going to tell you about a man. I'm going to make this real brief. I could even say his name because it doesn't matter. His name was David Reed. When he got saved, when he came to know the Lord, he noticed some changes right away. Can I get a witness? He stopped cursing. He stopped doing this and doing that. He got saved. Why? Because the wind blew. The Holy Spirit overcame him. He was a new creation in Christ Jesus. And so is every born again Christian. You're brand new. You're not made from the outside in. You're made from the inside out. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound. Why am I changing? Why am I stop arguing with this person, cursing out that person? What's the Holy Spirit in? Why did I stop stealing? Why do I stop using curse words for different people? Because the Holy Spirit. Number 10. Is the following quote, I know I have quotes, true to the Word of God. We depend on one life-giving God. Amen. Is that true? Can I get a witness? Amen. Love the Lord, your God. Cleave to him. Cleave to him. Is he your God? Yes. And if you didn't think I did a lot of research, I shouldn't be up here. No pastor should be up here helter-skelter. You got to know the living God. You got to have a relationship.
Absolutely.
By loving the Lord your God, by obeying. Say obeying.
Obey.
I'm going to say this. If you go out of here and you start right back with the same old stuff you've been doing, just think about it. Someday, God is going to, he's a vengeful God. Yeah, oh, he's a good God. He's a loving God. People escape this verse. I don't even know where it's found, but I know it's found in there. He's angry with the sinner every day. But loving the Lord your God by obeying him. I'm going to say it again. For some of you, this message doesn't mean a thing. Let me say this. You're going to give an account. That you may live in the land which the Lord God swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Number 11. I certainly wanted to get to number 11. Thank you. On the day I called you, say called you. God, I don't know, he's been calling you for a long time. And you know it. On the day I called you, you answered me. You made me know or bold with the strength in my soul. That strength. Number 2, son, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Philippians 2:1. Therefore, if there's any consolation, it could be translated encouragement in Christ. If there's any consolation, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, say fellowship.
Fellowship.
Would you please, I'm asking, could you please tell me, this is a rhetorical question, could you please tell me how you can have fellowship with an active force? The Holy Spirit, I'm going to make, I can make you, I can hope I can make you think who the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit's a person. He's a person. Fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, Holy Spirit, that he may grant you according to the riches of his, to be strengthened, that word strengthened again. And number 2, I can do all things through Christ. I told somebody in the back, I told my spouse at home, I talked to myself, and I'm going to say this and take it or leave it. I said, Lord, you don't expect me to do this by myself, do you? Do you? You don't expect me to do this. I can't do it. Can I get a witness? You can't do it. You think you're so high in my, you can't do anything without him. The very strength that you have is given to you by God Almighty. And the Holy Spirit and the Son. Say sanctify. You see, it's the last thing up there. Yes, I'm watching that clock. I got about 5 minutes. I'm not going to get done.
Set aside.
Say it again, sanctify.
Sanctify.
Christian, I don't care what you say, God has set you apart. Who has you here for a reason? That's what the word sanctify means. He sets you apart. You cannot live like the world. Neither can you think like them. Sanctify. Set you apart. He's got you here for a reason. He's got you here to talk about Christ. Whatever it may be. Strengthens. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Number 12. We trust in one God. You're going to have to wait till next week. I hope you come back. I'm only half done. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I'm only half done. And someone told me, a close friend of mine, I'm going to tell you who it was, my daughter. She said, Dad, you're not going to get done with this. She's right. And I'm not going to rush it. I want to filter your soul with the Word of God. And do this for me, too. When you get out there this morning, when you go home, while you're home, won't you use this phrase? I don't know how you're going to use it. Thank you, Lord, for saving my wretched soul. Some of you don't think you're wretched. You think you're all right. Let me repeat this. You were born in sin. You were shaped in iniquity. We trust in one God for spiritual power. I'm so glad I can get to this last one. I'm going to read the bottom. Number 13. Thank you. The bottom three, and then I'll read the top. Fellowship. Did you get this? Fellowship. I'm going to tell you one thing right now. I'm going to say it again. You cannot maintain fellowship unless you pray. Unless you get into it. You can't have it. Can you have fellowship with your wife, your daughter, if you don't speak to them? Can I get a witness? If you don't speak to them all week, do you have fellowship?
No.
Of course you don't. I like the next one at the bottom. Dwell. Say dwell.
Dwell.
And I'm going to use a Greek word, and I can't really say the Greek word, but I can pronounce it. Kata means down. Oia or oika means home. What do you say that for? Kata means down. Is Christ at home in your heart? Does he really dwell there? Or is he sitting on the back table? Which is he? I'm going to say it again. Kata oia or oika. Down means permanent. That's what down means. Oika means house. Is he sitting in the house? What's he doing? Fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Now I can read it. What we have seen and heard. 1 John, not St. John. We proclaim to you also that you may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and His Son. If he's not putting the Son on the same, I don't know what he's doing. Fellowship with the Father and his Son. Number two, so that we may dwell, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Say faith. And that you be rooted and grounded in love. Holy Spirit, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. Yes, I'm closing the book up. I told you I was going to end on time. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about it. What's he saying? Grace. There's that word grace again. Brother Bruce, why do you keep emphasizing grace? Because some of you think you can say by your, I'm going to say, you think you can be saved by your good works. You've been fooled. You're not good enough to be saved. None of us are. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship. Fellowship who? The Holy Spirit. You mean I can have fellowship with the Holy Spirit? Yes, you can, according to the Word of God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I can have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That's because the Holy Spirit is not an end. He's a person. No. I'm only turning to the next page so you could say, next week, go to number 14. I'm going on. I hope you come back and hear the rest, because I have some very, very interesting. God is one. God is one. Singular one? Is there something else to the word one? Is there something else you should learn about the word? God is one. And I'm just going to turn you on, I'm going to stop. No, I'm not going on. I'm going to keep the word just like I said. Say, God is one.
God is one.
Do you know? And I'm going to just something to help you and me out. I've been looking. Pastor Jack's been looking. A lot of Chris has been looking. Do you know the word one has a double meaning? Can I get a witness?
Amen.
But do you know about it? Husband, now just turn you on. And wife, all one. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Husband and wife, all one. Well, I thought they were only one person. I'm just making you hungry. Let's give the Lord a hand.